Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai. Kosai.org.
Are we good? Testing 1, 2. Are we good, Mariah?
Mike, check Zane.
Oh, we good. Okay.
Apologize.
Good morning on this fine Monday. Hope y'all had a wonderful, wonderful year.
You know, kids are riding in the car right now with their parents like, oh, so let me hear the Zane and Heath podcast you guys are listening to all the time.
Or people just have headphones in. You farted in their ears right
yeah,
now.
I like, know, that probably sounded really just aggressive in their ear.
Disgusting.
He's disgusting. Disgusting.
Bitch, disgusting. Oh my God. Welcome back. This feels good. I'm so excited right
now. Me too, man. Me too. We haven't done this in a long time.
It's been about 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. You already know, new year, new tea.
Uh-huh.
We got a whole lot of bullshit ass motherfucking crazy shit for you.
We got a lot to update you on.
Mm-hmm. I know. We do.
Hope you guys had a great time. And let's roll this intro, baby. Let's hop right into it.
All right. It's coffee time, baby.
Oh, I'm ready to dance.
There's no coffee in there.
Yeah, we need to fill these up.
All right. Woo, babe.
Oh,
Jinx, you owe me, huh?
Coffee.
Whoa. Okay.
Mariah kind of just threw that one out there.
We haven't said
without
that
discussing with the team first if she was allowed to say the coffee name or not.
All right, we'll edit it out.
That's our first bleep of the season. Congrats, Mariah.
Thank you.
That's you.
Okay, let's talk about New Year's Eve real quick.
Okay, I'm going to sit like this now because he told me I should sit towards him when we do the podcast.
It's not like sitting towards face him. Head. You just need to acknowledge him.
Directly. I do acknowledge him. It's hard. You know, this is work, but like, it doesn't feel like work. It feels more like fun.
It's a big group hangout, and it feels really nice.
Exactly.
No, I get it. And you want to open up. You want to be boisterous. And
exactly. Yeah. But yeah, let's get started. Welcome back to Zane Heath Unfiltered. I'm your host, Zane.
And I'm your other host, Heath Hussar.
Thank you very much.
My last name. I didn't mean to. You get a last name too.
Yeah. Sure. Exactly. Before we get started, our merch is 15% off, baby. Woo, get your merch while it's out.
For those of you guys watching right now, we do have it hanging up behind us. We have the hoodies and we have the phone cases, the coffee mugs. Zane's wearing the t-shirt.
Yep,
and,
right here. Looks nice.
It's got the logo right on the back. Get those at fanjoy.co/Zane and Heath.
Thank you. Yeah. And Mariah, like, kind of set up and, like, did you work in retail or something? You did this?
She got an eye for it.
Stop. Hung it by a thread, so it looks like our clothes are floating.
It really does look like they're floating. You just went like Wingardium Leviosa on that. just, guess what? My brother, he ordered a Zane and Heath Unfiltered coffee mug, and it got stolen off his front porch.
Really?
Someone stole the package. So there's some thief out there getting home.
Super pissed off, like, what the fuck is this
Zane
mug?
And
Heath Unfiltered. I know, he didn't get the mug, so I have to send him one.
He looks us up, he's like, all
right. I hope it turns around and like he actually researched like what the hell is this and he actually likes it.
But he knows coffee beans are a family, so he feels really bad. He returns the mug after.
Yes.
My dad got an unfiltered shirt for Christmas.
Aww.
We
love a stan.
I found out old friends of mine ordered our merch too, which is really
it's
always weird seeing like our friends or like people that we know order our stuff.
Yeah.
Really weird. Because every time they say that, I'm like, you should have just told me. We would have given you like free stuff. But they
like
support.
Yeah, that's the same. Like my parents always buy this stuff. And I'm like, oh, that's great. Awesome. Thank you. But like, They're like, no, we just want to support. Like, it's fun.
Oh, that's cute.
But let's talk real quick about New Year's. How was your night? If you remember, because I don't. I was hoping you could fill me in.
We all got crazy. Normally, we would, like, just go out of the town and, just party hop. Right. But we just stayed at David's the whole night and just, like, we had our own little thing there, which was a lot of fun.
I remember having a really good time, but we just weren't eating. And there was food and, like, chicken and steak out that had been sitting for, like, 8 hours. And I just remember snacking on that, just being like, This is definitely in the danger zone. I should not be eating this right now.
They ordered that like in the morning. And then I was like, Natalie, did you guys have a meeting? Is this food from early today? She's like, oh no, that's for the party. I was like, oh, it's just like kind of sitting out.
Didn't have like dry a meter underneath. We were getting fucked up and like stomach ache from like old food.
I was like feeling weird that day. So I was hydrating myself to the max. I drank like 4 of those like liquid IV water bottles just because instead of like drinking alcohol, I was like, let me just drink some water. Start the New Year's right. You know, just stay hydrated. I was able to like drink, and then the next day I felt great because of how much of that powder stuff. You know what I'm talking about, right?
It's like a Pedialyte type thing. I don't know, like one bottle of water, it turns into like 3 bottles of water, and it has like glucose in it and everything. They actually sent them to me, and I gave them to Zane, and they're really good.
They made me feel good though. Like I felt really just
refreshed. Well, yeah, it seems like it made you feel invincible. Didn't you guys like break all of like David's like lamps and everything?
Okay, first of all, we got to talk about that real quick.
Address that.
It does look bad, like because I saw videos, people like posted the videos. I don't think David wanted anybody to post that yet because he wanted to keep that for his vlog.
Right.
But it did seem fucking crazy. We look like we're just trashing his house.
But that's what we do. That's the bit for every time that we drink and party together.
And I don't think people even realize it, but we are in the same exact position and spots as the first time we broke it. So David hates those lights anyway, so he did want those lights broken.
He wanted to break them the day before for another bit, and he was like, no, save it. We'll do it for New Year's.
Yeah.
And we're like, okay, cool.
So
it was already planned. We were going to smash these bulbs.
Yeah.
Like, it's a reoccurring thing, and they're expensive. It's a chandelier, like, light fixture, but, like, that's the bit.
Yeah, like, it's like you know, remember the Christmas bit where they completely trashed Dirty Dom's apartment?
Yeah,
it's like that. It's like it's for you know, you're trying to destroy things, but it's like for the video.
Like when we did the Catch Me Outside, that
was so much fun.
Slamming glass everywhere.
It's fun breaking things when like you are allowed to.
But how do you guys like not get like scared or nervous like knocking down and shattering all that glass? I would be immediately just like,
I think your adrenaline's going.
So
I got scared because when Zane did it, he took the bulb and just threw it, and I remember glass coming all. I was like, whoa,
yeah,
shit.
That was my bad. I completely apologize for that because I didn't mean to, like, I was trying to make it look crazy for the camera, so I kind of just swung it really quick, and when it broke, I was like, oh fuck, like shards of glass. It was like a movie. It's raw, and everybody there,
it was crazy.
Half the people there didn't expect it, so when it happened, they were just like, these guys are fucking crazy.
Yeah.
In our defense, David did say, this is not a party. It's only us. And then everybody showed up.
It
so
turned into
were
a party
scared.
Party.
Yeah. I think David just says that just so it doesn't get too crazy. Like, remember when I said, I'm having a birthday party in my house.
800 people showed
800.
Up.
If he set those like kind of those limits in the beginning, people kind of like respect
it. Didn't like Phineas and Claudia came, or Mike told me, and he said like, yeah, they came over, and then the next thing you know, just like y'all were shattering glass like all over, and Mike was like, oh my god.
There were certain people there where I like really thought about the next day. I'm like, oh my god, they probably think we're like absolutely nuts.
Assholes.
Like they think we're just like breaking shit just for fun.
It's obviously we're respectful and we respect
it was really fun,
property
though.
In his house and.
I actually have a shard glass in my hand.
You were leaking.
Zane,
that's
not good.
Night.
Is it bad that I feel a little? I feel it less and less every day.
Because it's probably going deeper and deeper.
Well, that's good. Exactly.
It will push itself out when it's ready.
It will push it out of my ass.
Out of my asshole. He committed to the bit.
Yes, I did.
Do you remember surfing the glass waves?
Yes.
that was really funny.
Part of the bit.
So you took David's Teen Choice Award, like the surfboard, and then you surfed the glass.
It was a really funny, like, I remember everybody was dying laughing because it was just a funny vision of just, because what was only filmed was the board already on the table, but like the image of the board on the table and me running just, of just me just sliding on the board.
So bad.
It looked It was really funny. And David laughed too. Like he
was mad that he missed it. He was like, I'm not here yet.
Yeah, he was mad. When it comes to destruction and people dying and shit, David's just pissed that he missed it. camera.
Did it mess up the pool table at all?
No. It was all just tiny. Like the glass isn't like thick, chunky glass. It was very thin. So like we just got it vacuumed up. Yeah. Taylor just hit it real quick and it was
fine.
You know how
we say David gets away with just everything that he does? Like he always gets the perfect situation.
Right.
David's shit is never ruined also when he does crazy experiments or does something crazy in his house. It looks like brand new.
Yeah.
Like the next day we went over, it was spotless. We were like, there was a party here. Like it's crazy.
Did you see the shit that Aaron was getting on Twitter? Because the video of me and her posing that you took and Taylor mopping that we staged.
Oh, fuck.
People are like, poor Taylor, she's just trying to do her job and all this stuff. Do you see the look Aaron gave her? I was like, we staged that like 3 times. Like people, like they just don't.
And also, I told there's a point where Heath broke that shelf thing, which was already. And I told David like 3 times, hey, be pissed. Camera. Yeah. So he was pissed. If we were like, yo, David's getting pissed. Like, baby, David's not getting pissed. Since when's the last time David got pissed about anything that's happened?
I remember, like, the reason, like, I know David doesn't get pissed. Like, remember when I spray painted his car, like, fake spray paint?
Yeah.
And he was pissed that it wasn't real.
Yeah.
He was pissed that it, like, wiped off.
Yeah.
He was, like, more excited that his car got defaced and, like, fucked up.
David wants something bad to happen in his house just so he can record it.
Yeah.
It's such a sick.
It's a sick world we live in. It's a sick world we live in.
Something special happened. Well, not something special, but something crazy. I thought my grandma was dead. She sleeps all the time with her, like, eyes open. But, like, this time it was, like, really open. It was just, like. And I was just like, grandma? And just no answer. And Madison's like, oh my god, is grandma sleeping? And we just kept on calling her name.
No. Hey, you pulled out your phone.
I was going through TikTok and I came across that video and I was like, oh my god, this is really funny. Holy shit, this is really funny. And then I heard your voice keep saying it and I was like, that kind of sounds like Zane. And then I was like, wow, that really sounds. And then I looked down and I saw Zane. Like, I was like, oh my god, I can't. Like, that was so fucking funny.
How old is she?
She is like 75.
She's so young.
She looks just like your mom too.
Wow.
And you guys look alike too.
No, me and my grandma do look alike. There's certain faces that she makes that I catch myself. Like, I'll see pictures of me like in the moment, and it looks like my grandma. So I know I.
Oh man. Hold on, I got it.
One of the drapes fell down. I think it's all right.
It doesn't matter.
But maybe our light might have changed. So if you know.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. But it's cool.
Y'all look good.
It's going to keep falling, I think. But who knows? That's really funny.
Did anything else happen during Christmas?
No, just very regular. Like, again, we don't do anything big for Christmas.
Same.
This year was actually the most chillest. Like, it was just like nothing. Yeah.
It was just me, my parents, and then my brother and his fiance.
Yeah. We actually celebrated it the 24th in the morning instead of the 25th. So the 25th was just, I went to my dad's house and it was just like a normal day for me. Like,
it didn't feel like Christmas this year. Like, we had the family, like, but it just, I don't know, it was quiet. But it was kind of nice though. We just kind of stayed at home and enjoyed family time.
We'll get back into the Christmas spirit once we have kids.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or Jeff Weiler, ColumbusAutoMall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
It looked like someone got a good Christmas present.
Yeah.
Who got a good Christmas?
Oh,
she's
what?
Like, who?
What?
Mariah,
what's in the driveway right
bring
now?
Bring it through. Bring it in here.
Boom. She's like climbing it up the back of my house, just like off-roading.
Heath was showing me pictures of the Jeep, and he was like, hey, should I get it? I was like, He don't get it. You have four fucking cars already.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize what he was getting it for. And then he was like, Mariah. I was like, oh, yes, get it then. I thought he was getting it for himself.
So that means we still have four cars.
It looks like a family of like five.
It's crazy. Here. So for the people listening right now that might not have seen the video, I surprised Mariah with a Jeep Wrangler Rubicon for Christmas.
Four-door, baby.
And it's been her dream car. She looks at these all the time. She just gets super excited when she sees it. And I was like, damn, one day. Yeah. I'm gonna do it.
It's beautiful, and the color. It's my favorite color. I love dark gunmetal gray. It's like
we actually saw that exact one the morning before I got it, and she was like looking at it. She's like, "Holy shit, that one's gorgeous! Look at that, Heath." I was like, "Yeah, I know, it's really nice."
Oh, Mariah knew what she was doing.
She went and see.
Yeah. Oh, I really like that one.
So right after that, I was like, I gotta go Christmas shopping, and then I ran straight to the Jeep dealership, and I went and got the exact one that she wanted, and it just the whole surprise setting it up was perfect. So scary. It was terrifying because
I watched the video and it looks like I could feel your nervousness as you're giving her the gifts,
dude. The night before, I bought two dirt bikes that I had to surprise with too. So it was
what. You have dirt bikes?
Yes.
You didn't see it?
No.
You watched the video?
I'm the worst. I don't watch.
So, I mean, the dirt bikes kind of went right over my head when I saw the Jeep. I was like, oh, fuck the dirt bikes.
You got dirt bikes in the garage?
So, check this out.
Explain to Matt how you subscribed. Surprised me with that.
So the night before, I bought the two dirt bikes, and she was out Christmas shopping. So I had to unload two dirt bikes out of the back of my truck by myself, get it in the garage, and be like, hey, I threw some presents in the garage. Don't go in there. I got to wrap everything, blah, blah, blah. So I locked the garage door. And
I honestly thought it was a massage chair because he was like, I can't get in the
sitting in the driveway.
So the next day, I went to go get the Jeep, bought it, brought it home, but I left it a street over. And I was scared that she might like drive by and see it or whatever. So I had to, she was parked in the driveway. My Lambo is in the garage. And then I had to go get her car. So the morning of Christmas, we're like doing presents. I'm wrapping the presents, trying to figure out the surprise for the dirt bikes to lead into the Jeep. And then I told her, I was like, stay upstairs. I'm just going to move some stuff around and empty the garage out just so you could like walk in and see the present. Moved her car real quick, drove my car to go get the Jeep, brought it back, pulled it into the driveway, parked it and set it up, hoping she wouldn't see it through the glass. And my heart's racing that she's going to like go out and like see, or just coming downstairs, see the Jeep out front. And I was like, fuck. I was like, just please don't look. And I got her downstairs. We're doing the surprises. And the last present that I gave her was a dirt bike helmet. She's looking at it. She's just like, I'm guessing there's a second part to this. So I was like, yeah, come to the garage. And then in the garage, I had her dirt bike set up. And she was like, what the heck? Like, you got me a dirt bike?
Do you dirt bike, Mariah?
No, but like, we just...
No, I've never, like, ever talked about a dirt bike.
No, when I was little, like, we would have, like we would play with four-wheelers and stuff. But I just like things that go. Like, I like mopeds. I like scooters. Anything that goes, like, I love those types of activities.
Anything with, like, a motor that you could drive.
You go, wee!
So she... liked her dirt bike or whatever, and then she's like, oh, so I have this, and then you have your motor bicycle? Like, talking about, like, the one I have hanging here.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, no, I got me a dirt bike, too. And then I
it's like double the size of mine.
I uncovered my dirt bike. I was like, we have, like, camping outdoors dirt bikes to go, like, play with and, like, just go have fun. She was super excited, so she's sitting on it, and I was like, start it up. And she was like, oh, okay. So I was like, oh, here, you need the key. So I tossed her the Jeep key.
And I don't know.
So she caught the key, and then she's like looking to like put the key into the dirt bike to start it. And she's like, I was like, oh. And then I popped the garage. I was like, you might need to move your new car first. Because she was like, saw
no
that it was
because I saw that it said Jeep on it. So in my head, I was like, this bike is made by Jeep? Like, what happened to like Yamaha and stuff? And I was like, so confused. How I still like did not think he got me a car.
Oh, so it said Jeep on it. It said Jeep, and you're like, oh, yeah.
And I'm still trying to figure out where I'm like, cool, it's made by Jeep.
And then like, da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
Aw. And then I'm so happy for you. Yeah. People must be listening and be like, must be nice.
Must be nice. No, I would never in a million years expect him to do something like that, ever. Aww. Like, I'm so grateful, but like, that's...
That's it. That's
absurd.
The last Christmas present.
He goes, no more Christmas after this.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm super happy.
But yeah, no,
it's
I was
perfect.
Really excited to do that. I'm glad she likes her stuff. Thank you. And we'll ride dirt bikes. Matt, I'll show you those.
Please. Yeah. No, I'm actually really pumped up. I haven't.
So while we were in L.A., Matt was in our hometown, Florida.
Yeah, what the hell?
I was in Florida. I was like Panama City Beach, but Rosemary Beach more specifically.
I've never been out there.
No, yeah, but... I've heard like Panama. Isn't Panama like a huge party? Like
it city? That's like, Panama City, but then there's like this Rosemary Beach, which is like a separate like kind of like beach thing. It's like Miami Beach compared to Miami.
That's where like the couples go, right?
It's
it's in the Panhandle, right? Like where the
I think so. Yes. That's where it is.
Yeah, that's where all the spring breakers go.
So why were you there?
I was there with a girl and her family and stuff.
This is actually the girl that we talked about in our second podcast.
Oh my God,
up.
It is.
It's still going
was it the
strong.
Second podcast?
It was the same girl.
Okay, so this has been like 17 weeks in the works, or like how many weeks has it been?
So you guys
like,
have been seeing each other for 17 podcasts.
But you guys knew each other.
I met her like a year ago. And then, I don't know, I was just like persistent.
She how did
like
it go?
One girl, it went really well.
Okay, we gotta explain this real quick too. Okay. We'll get back to talking about that, but me making you cry.
This is like a rewind. Right before New Year's, right after Christmas break, I was in town for like 48 hours. We're hanging out at David's house. Me, Heath, Dylan, Francis. You're saying you were there.
Yeah, I was there. Yeah.
And Heath decides to do like a little like prank on me. He makes a bet. And explain it.
And
like,
it's this little trick with, you know, the pool triangles. So if you put your arms through it and you try to flip it inside out, you bet that you could do it faster than the other person, knowing that they're going to flip it really quick. And every time it smacks them across the nose, just they go to flip it real quick and it just whack.
And it never not smacks you in the nose. Like, yeah, especially if you do it really quick. And when he bet Matt that he couldn't do it faster, I knew Matt was going to get hurt. But I didn't want to ruin it.
Everybody saw it coming because like, it's an old school trick, like oldest trick in the book.
I've never heard it. Never heard about that trick. I was excited. I was gonna win $100.
Win me some money
because you were doing it in front of me.
Yeah,
like
if you do it slowly, you can get it through.
And you're cautious. You know what's about to happen. You're cautious of it.
And sure enough,
he did it.
I do it, and it whacks me right into my nose and like my teeth, like right there, super hard. You know when you get like whacked in the face with something, you like start tearing up.
When you get caught off guard, like somebody bops you in the nose.
Yes.
You got to do like one of the...
No, getting hit in the nose it definitely fucking sucks. It does not feel good.
And so I'm like sitting there like, you know, a little teary from just like the pain, and I was in a lot of pain. And then I realized, oh my God, I'm about to go on a trip with the girl I've been dating and meeting her parents. And then I realized my nose, I think, is broken. It's swollen up.
So dramatic.
I was swore like, up and down that it was broke.
That it was broken. And I was like, for sure, like, this is going to bruise. And I can't believe I'm going to have to meet this girl's parents and then have to explain, well, why did that happen?
You would just show the video.
And then I started crying.
And you know what? I felt for Matt. I was thinking in my head, like, if there was a girl that I really liked and I was meeting her family for the first time and I just did this stupid ass little fucking thing and my nose was just going to turn purple and be just big, I would probably freak out too.
And I felt bad. I felt really bad. And I didn't want to put Matt on blast about going to meet this girl's family and doing all that stuff. So I couldn't I didn't want to put you out there like that.
So we're putting it out there on the podcast. Now,
but I'm happy we're giving context to it because there were a lot of people in the comments of that video be like, Matt is such a baby, like for crying or whatever. But I was like,
you were more upset about the situation.
I was more upset about the situation, and that's why I was crying. I wasn't because upset you, like, oh my God, my nose is broken. I was just realized I was going to be so embarrassed.
Yeah, because after that, you were fine. And then when it hit you that you're about to leave for the week, that's when you started crying. Right. But like,
and even
you didn't really see that.
David was like, I know the way it's cut in the video, it looks like David's like, I think you're fine. David was tearing up in his eyes looking at me when he was like realizing that I was really upset. David was crying. You felt bad. And then
I felt really, because I didn't know about like the whole family circumstance thing going on, and I was just like, oh shit. But then obviously it went well.
Nose was fine.
And are you guys a thing? Because there's got to be a final decision after meeting the family. Usually that's what's the telltale.
Yeah, I have a girlfriend.
What?
He loves saying that.
I do.
Say it again.
I have a girlfriend.
No. Matt, that's really exciting.
I'm so happy.
Really
thank you. Thank you. It went really
that's exciting.
You're
Matt.
Such like having a girlfriend type. Like, you just need
yeah.
Stop. He starts crying.
He would say once a month, like, I just want to love somebody. I just want to be loved.
Yeah,
and
always,
now you have a girlfriend.
Yeah.
I know. I'm really happy. She's
and
actually
we love
she's
her.
Fantastic.
She's great.
She's,
I met
yeah,
her once,
she's very nice.
But she's very, yeah, she's so like
she fit in really good with the friend group. And yeah. It seemed like we had known her and met her 100 times.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
But you know what? It's great. Love is in the air. Mm-hmm. Matt has a new boo thing. Yep. Y'all doing good. Y'all doing great.
We out here. We living.
Zane.
I'm on Tinder. I'm
ooh,
still,
shit.
You know?
That's
so,
all right.
Hey, look. We're all going to get there. It's 2020, you know?
Did you have a New Year's kiss or anything?
No, I didn't.
You didn't.
But I did fall asleep
the
next
kiss
to
of death.
I did fall asleep next to Tessa Brooks.
Oh.
Me and her were just sleeping next to each other on in the living room at David's house. We didn't do anything for any,
uh-huh.
We didn't do anything.
I believe it.
I woke up really early in the morning and I turned to her and she was
what?
She was sleeping. I thought she was awake, but she was sleeping. So she was like this. She was like this. But she was like this. Like she was chewing gum, but she wasn't like chewing.
Probably grinding her teeth, or that's how it like sounded.
I don't know, but like I thought she was doing it on purpose, and I was just like, Tessa.
"Yo, chill, girl."
I think she was chewing gum in her dreams.
So, oh, really? So
it was
all of a sudden she was like,
"It was really, really funny." I really want to do that. That the app that you like turn on while you're sleeping to see if you like. Sleep talk in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
That'd
what,
be really
you were talking about what
oh,
is that?
I want to do this for the next episode. So we all have to do this. It's like a sleep recording app where it records your voice during your sleep and anytime you talk. So it can capture when you're just talking in your sleep.
Oh, fuck
but
that.
I want us to do it and then like all of us share what we.
All of a sudden, none of us can post it because it's all really bad shit that we cannot put out in the world. shit that's in our dreams.
I know that I talk and I sleep. Walk so bad, like it's
you sleepwalk.
I sleepwalk really bad.
Oh, that's really.
Mariah's seen me do some weird shit.
Yeah, you walk more than you talk.
But he'll just get up and
yeah, just frantically get up and stand up and just stare at like the ceiling, and I'll like wait for it because I know he's sleeping, and then he'll go back and he'll just like be so calm and back in bed, and that's it. Once a night.
I don't know. Like I've caught myself doing it sometimes too. One time I was on a trip with Elton and I went to sleep in the hotel bed and he was working on his computer and I sat up in the bed and then I charged over. I ran up to like him standing there and I just stared at him and then I turned around and walked right back to bed and he was like, what the fuck was that? Like it was like just creepy. And I know like I say like weird stuff, like I'll be like, what is that? And then my mom was like, what's on your shirt? And I was like, it's chips. She's like, what?
Just weird.
Like, chips? You're eating chips? I'm like, yeah, it's chips on my shirt.
Like, while you're sleeping. Jeez.
While I'm sleeping. And I remember like when I was younger, I was screaming, there's a grenade in my tent. My mom said it was the weirdest thing.
Maybe
I just
you had a past life.
Screaming.
So there's been grenades in your tent in your past life.
Maybe I was a military guy.
That's right. Freaky.
I'm the complete opposite. I'm dead asleep. No noise, no nothing. I'm just like out. Like anything could happen in the house and I'd be dead asleep. I don't wake up to anything.
Oh, you'll sleep on the toilet. And didn't Natalie have to break a door or something?
Oh, yeah. I fell asleep on the toilet because I just like I was tired. So I love to fall asleep while I'm on the toilet. It's like my safe haven.
What the hell?
So
you
I'll
gotta
go,
like be balanced though. You
I'll go
like,
I'll go to the I'll look at my bed and I'm like, I'm gonna go in the toilet instead. So I'll
really?
Go, I'll use the bathroom and I like to just sit there and then I'll fall asleep.
And apparently it happened two nights ago.
It happened two nights ago. So I was unresponsive because I was like sleeping. I do it a lot. Like you guys know, I like sleep on the toilet. It's
yeah,
just, like,
yeah.
Usually
I do.
When you're drunk though.
Yeah, when I
you'll,
when,
like,
I'm,
pass
when
out
I'm drinking,
on the,
I'll like
on
pass
the
on the
toilet.
Yeah, not like when he's like every day. He's like.
Oh no no yeah!
I'm gonna go take a nap real quick.
Sometimes I look at my bed and
when
I'm like,
I'm sober
man, not
too.
Tonight.
That's funny. So they were calling me. I didn't respond. So Natalie and Todd broke the door down.
Jesus.
And then they woke me up and then I went to bed. But yeah, now our door is just broken.
Our bathroom. Oh my god!
But everybody, after we went back to our place, and there was just like there was probably like what 15 or 20 of us. Our friends, just our close friends, only us were there. And then all of a sudden, this older dude just walks into the house.
What?
And,
oh, yeah,
and
I heard,
he's
I was
walking
what?
In, and everyone's like, hello? And he wouldn't leave. But nobody knew who
he
this fucking guy
anything?
Was.
Fuck?
What?
He didn't say anything?
I don't think Todd and Jeff really remember because like everybody also was like drinking. So nobody really remembers exactly what happened, but they had to force this guy out of his house, and they were like cussing, like, get the fuck out of our house. And he wouldn't like leave.
That's so scary. How old? What? Like, describe this guy.
He just said older, like bald dude, older
dude. Like 40s, 50s?
Were you awake? What?
Like, hey, we've never, let's get Todd on. Let's get Todd on, huh?
Let's get Todd on the line. You know what? Let's phone get a
Jeff
friend.
Because Jeff was definitely sober. He doesn't drink.
Jeff answers. He's just swimming in cash after winning last night.
Hey, you're on the podcast right now.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
Oh, nice. You finally fucking acknowledged me.
There was an older dude at our house, and he wouldn't leave. What was that?
Oh, okay. You want me to explain that story?
Yeah, you can make it short. You don't got to make it too long.
There was a random guy that walked into the house because he heard a party was going on there or something. I don't know his motive behind it, but he was trying to sell alcohol. He was just a real scumbag. He kind of looked like Joe Pesci from Home Alone.
Oh, my.
What?
Just like a bad, creepy guy that was up to trouble.
And when he
came in, everybody was drunk. He was like, you guys need alcohol? And I was the only sober one, so I kind of spotted him. I'm like, wait, who invited this guy here? So then we followed him out, and Todd heard him. He said, yeah, it's a shit party anyway. And he was telling, like, his accomplice outside.
Why is there an accomplice?
Todd got offended by him saying that it was a shit party. So he's like, hey, dude, who invited you here? Shit party, huh? Who told you to come?
All right, thank you.
All right, get him off. Cut him off.
All right, well, that was the first guest of the podcast, huh?
It's crazy that there's still, like, no background to that still. Like, how did he get in? How did he find the house?
He's probably just driving around looking for parties. Creepy old guy, probably looking for underage parties that can't get alcohol that are still trying to go all night.
Oh, and yeah, that's why he was...
But didn't... I heard that, like, Bozzy was over at our house, and it was like, maybe it might have been his driver.
What?
What in the world?
Bozzy's driver?
Someone
was, I didn't even know he was there.
Bozzy was at the house? I don't know. I thought Todd told me that Bozzy was at our house and that Bozzy had a driver and that it may have been Bozzy's driver.
So we should have gone over that. I was passed
out. You
want to
know why
we
didn't go over? We left a club called Hyde. And
we were at Hyde?
I don't know.
Are you kidding?
That's bad.
We were at Hyde for a long time.
What's crazy?
We were.
I was like,
I remember
oh
both.
God.
Okay, I remember it now. Yeah. But no, Hyde just... Whenever I think of Hyde, I think of a certain area in Hyde, but we weren't in that area, so that's why I got confused.
What's weird is, like, I remember, like, we were drinking.
Yeah.
And...
A lot.
I've drank a lot more than that night.
Yeah.
And been completely fine. I don't know what it was. I think it was the Rumpelman's shots, but...
He ordered about 35 Rumpelskin shots.
I don't know what it was.
He got Rumpelstiltskin shots.
But, man, you took those shots and your breath felt like the fucking
mint. Maybe that's
why, because
I didn't taste the alcohol on myself, because it was just like...
Like, what's that commercial? Like, I see fresh.
Like, five gum.
Take five.
No, so I just remember, like, taking a couple shots, and I think once you have a couple, you just say yes to everything that comes your way.
Yeah.
I don't remember. But, yeah, we went to the other club, and then that's the last thing I remember.
Yeah, we were supposed to do the podcast yesterday, and Heath was throwing up every 2 minutes.
Dude, I have never felt so bad. Like, obviously, I've had a hangover before, but I couldn't talk without having the urge to puke. And anytime I'd drink water, I'd try to get a little bit of Pedialyte into me. I'd throw it up immediately. Like, I couldn't move or do anything without puking. Dude, it was the craziest feeling.
Do you
want to
hear
had.
Something? No, explain it.
I was going to continue that.
No. I was going to add on to something.
All right, well, why don't you go?
You suck.
Okay. So after we left Hyde, we were leaving, and you guys walked out of one door, and we walked out of the other door. So you guys were in the parking lot, and we walked out, like, onto the street, and Heath didn't see you guys. So he was like, I'm going. I'm not waiting for them anymore. Well, he just has no patience when he drinks. I'm not waiting for them. So he goes to call an Uber, and I was like, Heath, they're in the parking lot. Like, let's just get a ride with David. They're going back to the house together. I already called it, and then hits call.
Oh, when you got pissed drunk?
Yeah.
I've been there.
Such a drama queen.
Why are you blasting?
So we get into the Uber, and Carly calls me and says that they're going to your house. I was like, all right, they're going to Zane's house.
No.
Change the address.
Said no.
And he goes, I know. Okay. So the Uber pulls up to, lo and behold, David's house. I was like, they're all at Zane's house. So he calls David, and he's like, where are you guys? We're at Zane's. Come here. And then he was like, I'll see you soon. So he hangs up, and then Heath climbs David's fence, and we go, oh, because no one else was at the house. So we climb over the fence. I was like, what are you doing? He goes, David said he'll be right here. I was like, no, he told you to go there. He said, well, he told me, see you soon. I was like, okay. Okay, all right. So we go into David's house, and he sits on the couch and just knocks out. And I was like, well, there goes my night.
Oh, no.
And he falls asleep. And then, like, David and Jeff and Natalie came back, and I was, like, trying to get him to, like, either get into the guest room. Like, let's just go sleep here or whatever. And then the next morning, I woke up super early, energized. I was like, I want to clean today. I want to do this. I want to do that. So I was like, I'm going to go. So I came back to his house, and he slept until like 12 o'clock at David's, and he couldn't function for the whole day.
Oh, so that's why your Lamborghini was outside of our
house. Dude, it was bad.
I was like, ooh, he could not function.
It's crazy. It's normally like, you know, that night, like before we all went out, we all kind of were just like, all right, this is going to be one of those nights again.
Oh, yeah. We all confirmed it.
Everybody drinking. Like everybody.
Well, yeah, I think it was the beers that started at Stout. I had like three beers there.
Oh, we did
like,
go to Stout. That was really nice.
I remember I had a lot of fun at that dinner.
It was really fun.
We felt so good. We bought like everybody.
Matt,
you would have loved this.
What happened was we were just having dinner, and this really nice guy just bought our table a whole round of beers.
Get out of here.
Didn't say who it was.
Yeah, like, they wanted to keep it anonymous, so he didn't want to be like
waitress
known.
Just came over and was like, somebody just wanted to give you guys some beers. And we're like, oh, wow, that's really nice.
Cool.
So we didn't
think to give the anonymous person back drinks.
We just didn't know who it was.
How do we top it?
We said, get everybody in here a round of beers. So we bought everybody in the entire restaurant a round of beers.
Who? Just you two?
Because No.
It was our whole table.
How much was it?
It wasn't our entire bill. All got food, all got multiple drinks, bought everybody a round of beers.
It was all,
and it included gratuity, and it was $500.
Did you stand up and you're like, everybody gets a beer?
No, nobody knew it was us.
We only wanted to give it to the anonymous person, so we got everybody drinks. And then after, I was like, guys, we could have just got the anonymous person, people drinks.
It was fun. Yeah, and the whole restaurant at the same time was like, hey, thank you.
Yeah, people. So everybody started
like.
So then
like, we put ours up and we're like, yeah.
So the,
this sounds like.
It was like 70% of the restaurant put their beers up. Like, whoever bought the drinks, cheers. And everybody cheers together. And it was such a cool.
Like St. Patrick's Day or something.
Yeah,
like
it was really fun. It felt really fun.
Yeah, that's how it sounds.
Remember the kid that ran into the glass?
Oh, my God. That was probably the funniest thing I've ever watched.
It was like a cartoon.
He was just walking through. And there's a like clear glass door where it looks like it should be a walkway to outside. And he's just dead on smiling, ready to get back to his group.
Full speed.
Bam! Like, ran into it face first.
It was like a Windex commercial.
At South?
No, yeah. It was. That door was
crystal clear.
I'm sure that happens all the time, and they probably do it on, they don't put a sticker on it or anything. Like,
there was no sticker.
I'm sure the people that work there are probably like, once a night.
I remember after a minute, I saw Mariah go, look at the window again. She looks as a face, a smudge.
It's entire smudge.
It was so funny.
So the guy that bought us the drinks in the beginning came up to us and goes, that was good, guys. Because
he ended up coming over.
Because he ended up getting a drink too out of because we got the whole restaurant drinks.
What
funny.
If the guy who came over to the house was anonymous who bought y'all drinks?
Oh my god!
Oh, something pretty like gross happened to me when I was in Florida on New Year's Eve. I went to this bar, and I went to this bar. It was really cool. It's called AJ's. It was a lot of fun. And when I was there, there were a lot of fans or just people there who recognized me. And I was like taking pictures. But there were also like these like serious country people who like I could tell like just did not like me and didn't like that I was getting recognized.
Yeah.
And people were coming up and like taking pictures with me. I could feel it.
Who
the hell is this kid? People asking photos. Like it was just like there was some tension. And I'm like chilling at the bar and I'm with my girlfriend. And it's weird saying that now, but she wasn't my girlfriend at the time. But like, she puts her like hand on my shoulder and then she like takes it back and she's like, looks down at her hand. And I'm like, what? Someone had hawked an entire loogie all on my shoulder. Dude, like I'm talking like,
how'd you not feel that?
No, because I think someone just went up right behind me when I wasn't looking and just went.
Like, how miserable can you be where you got to pop a loogie on somebody because you're jealous of them? Like, that's
disgusting.
Nuts.
It was stealth. They did it like I didn't know. And I don't know how long I'd been walking around with this like on my
shoulder. Just bar hopping and booger on your back.
And then I touched it too. And it was just disgusting. And then like,
I poured my beer on it. You know that felt good though.
I know. I was a little flattered because I was like, I got to somebody that much where they had felt the need to hawk a loogie on me.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
It was pretty disgusting.
That's Florida,
I was targeted.
Baby.
That is, you know what?
Isn't it weird? Do you ever like go back to your hometown and it feels like kind of a safe zone, but then you're kind of surprised when somebody recognizes you? It like throws you off guard. You're like, oh wow.
I thought Alaska was a safe haven.
Yeah.
But you know, there's places like we went to Alaska and then in a gas station, the girl was like she was buying chocolate. She goes,
What the fuck?
Random,
like, what are you guys doing here?
In the middle of Alaska, you know, like it was like, it just nobody was in the
city. You wouldn't expect
The only person that was there was this girl in this gas station.
Yeah.
So those moments are always
really
funny.
I love like seeing how they feel because it's like, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
Right here at this moment.
Right.
Like Rosemary Beach, like people are just like, what are you doing
here? Yeah, they were completely caught off guard.
I feel like at our hometown, there's people that recognize us but don't want to. Like,
no, it's Vine. They recognize it's Vine. Every time I get someone comes up to me in Florida,
love your Vines.
I went to Jay Alexander. The hostess was like, she ended up DMing me later, she ended up DMing me later saying, "Oh my god, I didn't know where I recognized you. It was Vine. I watched your Vines."
So they knew you from Vine, but they didn't follow along.
They just probably stopped
for the ride.
You know what? And think about it. We never on Vine said what we were doing after. We just stopped posting.
Yeah.
So people just assumed that it just.
Damn.
So funny.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
All right, Matt, Mariah.
Yes.
How's your elbow doing?
Yeah. It's doing much better here. Let me show you how far.
Oh my god.
Okay, for the people listening, Zane's. So it looks like it's almost fully extended, but it looks like it's at. That's not enough.
You know what? I don't know what the degrees are.
120. Well, this is 120.
I go up like 10 every time I go into physical therapy.
150.
150. Yeah, it looks like
150.
Yeah,
150.
So I'm doing
360.
your arms are hyperextended, right? So are mine.
Yeah,
like this.
Yeah, I can go further than that.
Yeah, I can go further than you.
It's really funny. So my physical therapist has me doing these exercises, and there's this one specific exercise that he asked me to.
It's a TikTok move. He's just like,
I'll do the renegade.
I'm about to sound like a cowboy.
So I thought it was a joke. So he gives me this thing that's like kind of shaped like a dildo, and the way it moves is like a dildo.
Is it one of those like flexi?
Yeah. So I'm basically
a shake weight.
No, it's not
like,
a shake weight.
It looks like a big bow, like or not like a bow, like a javelin, like a real loose. I don't know.
And you get it to wiggle.
Oh, yeah, Matt, you ready? I'm sending it to your computer.
We're airdropping.
Did you ask him to film it? Were you like, can you film this?
Yes. Dan, let me watch it.
Oh! Oh my god.
That is an exercise for the people listening. It's a video of me showing the exercise that I have to do with this.
Literally,
it looks like a dildo.
And that's exactly how I have to do it.
Your face, just dead face.
That's really
don't make
funny.
A
it looks like a big old cucumber. Oh, shit.
Yeah, it looks like a cucumber.
That's really funny. But it seems like it is healing. Are you still in pain?
No, not really. When I put a lot, like, there's times where I'm opening my backpack, like, the zipper, when I put too much pressure on it, it'll, like, send, like, a little shock to it.
That's crazy.
Which is not good. Like, when that happens, my nerves, like, I hate that. Like, it takes a little bit to recover, mm-hmm. but it's healed. Like, I feel like in mid-February, March, it'll be completely healed. Like,
that's
I could be able to put my arm all the way back, and I could do my TikTok dances again.
That's all he's looking forward
thank
to.
Thank God.
You know, like, it's been really hard.
What did Hedaya say? What'd your sister say?
Hedaya?
Yeah.
About my arm?
Yeah. You're stupid. That's what
she would say. No, I don't even think I even brought it up because it was already so much, like, healed so much already.
Where, you didn't
like,
even
it didn't
ask?
Even get no, not really. Yeah, I just, because it was, you know, it was like,
just
it was
another just day.
Healed. It was like, it's just pretty much
do you still yeah. Do you still have those bandages like on it? Or like
yeah, it's a K tape or something like that. It's, yeah, it's, like it's to help the swelling because I have a lot of fluid in here right now.
Do they drain it or is the
they don't drain it? No, I just have to massage it up to my armpits.
Oh, interesting.
So now in my armpits, oh, it's my like God. All it's all like in a ball under my arm.
It was like for your hairline when you had a massage.
Yeah, oh, exactly.
Wow.
Speaking of that, how's that coming? You got any hairs coming through?
Y'all keep fucking making fun of me because I'm
give
wearing
him
this
a break.
Hat.
He has like a year to go.
They're like, I can't believe Zane spent $1,000 on hair surgery and he still wears a hat.
Oh God!
Jesus! Okay?
Wow! It's still like you know you can't really tell because it still has to grow. You won't see results for another like 8 months, so It's still gonna look like this until for another 8 months. And for some reason, when Jeff buzzed my hair short, really short, remember when he buzzed it down really short? It's not growing back the same. Like my hair is different now. It's not the same that it used to be. It's actually worse. So I'm hoping that the plugs that I did put in gets it back to what it used to be.
I just stopped asking about it to have it on its own because I feel like if I don't acknowledge it, it will just be
it's
fine.
Weird. And I know I'm being really negative about this. I told Matt like this year I want to be a little more positive when I'm like just when I'm doing anything or talking about shit. Like I'm usually very like negative on myself.
Yeah.
But I really don't think these plugs are going to work. I really don't think they're going
to
work.
We'll see. I'm excited to see how it turns out.
Yeah,
just
true.
Be excited. Look forward to how it will turn
out.
Gonna,
exactly. It's going to be so long into the future. You're going to be like, wait, why is my hair thick? Oh, that's right. I got a transplant. I totally forgot.
But I did tell myself if it doesn't work, I'm going bald. I'm doing the toupee. And then call it a day, because that
it's guaranteed overnight success.
Yeah.
Did you guys? Oh, what? No, go ahead.
Nothing. Go ahead.
Did you hear Dr. Phil's house is for sale?
Is it here in Texas?
I didn't even know he lived in a house.
Is it in Texas?
I'm not sure. I think it may be his. It's his LA house. Y'all, it is bizarre looking.
Why is he selling?
Okay, does it look like it would be something he would live in?
Oh,
I'm picturing something that looks like white and like dentist office-y. Oh,
wait, no, you have.
Oh, that's not Dr. Phil's house.
Look at the staircase. It's filled with just serpents and snakes. And like, hold
on.
That's
cool.
I feel like maybe I need to.
Whoa. But it's like wood.
What?
It's like.
It looks like a scene in Jumanji.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
Yes,
like the house in Jumanji.
That room is sick. Yeah.
The fucking guns.
Yeah, that is pretty weird. There's guns all over the wall, but then underneath the gun is like this.
He it's has very, like weird it looks like weird Japanese like
what's his style called?
Sculpture very art. Dark. I don't know. It's country on acid. Like
it's no, I'm, I feel like it's just it looks like a museum. It just doesn't even look like an actual house.
Yeah.
He's well, like, you know what? I just decided that my design of my house was gonna be something funky. I just wanted a funky vibe.
It's funky to my house.
How much is it on sale for?
Good question. How much do you think it's on sale for?
I didn't get to see too much, but I'm guessing it would be something
10 plus million.
Actually, surprisingly, 15. $5.75 million.
Whoa. That's not California.
I bet you David
no
will get
way.
The house.
Oh, my God.
But you know what? I bet he hardly lives in it. I know he has a bigger house in Texas that's like, you know.
Yeah.
Like, or he has a ranch stuff. This is probably just when he's, I don't know.
I just don't see Dr. Phil walking into the house but going
like, this is home, right? Yeah. No, not at all.
Makes no sense to me.
Oh, another thing we wanted to talk about. What happened in Florida that one time where I thought you died.
Oh. Yeah, everybody thinks that I'm like dead every month, at least once.
Well,
a
you're
month.
Just like somebody that we all have to worry about and check up
and
on.
And you know what? You know what? I worry about myself too sometimes, but I do appreciate the love. Mm-hmm. I do appreciate the concern from all of you. So I went home for, I don't think it was anything specific. I just went home just to visit the family. And while I was home, I was actually specifically at Ella's house. And all of a sudden, the whole house just went like shook.
Mm-hmm.
And we all went, huh? And then just
felt
went
like
back to our day. Yeah. It was just so minor.
My parents felt it too, that same day.
And then all of a sudden, turn on the news, a giant fucking explosion in a plaza right down my street. It was like an empty building. And like apparently like the gas was leaking
there was, like,
for
they,
a month.
They had left the gas on, I think, for like a couple hours or a day or so. Like
during break.
Yeah. And just a leak had happened, and then I guess it caught fire. Seems a little fishy to me. but it caught fire and exploded and blew out, like, I think it was a couple stores and restaurants in this and little, the, like,
the
shopping
gym, the
center.
LA Fitness across the street, that those windows and shattered. Yeah. Imagine you're on the treadmill at the gym, just like, boom! Oh, and like the gosh. Whole like glass is fucking shatters right in front of you.
And what's crazy is I was on the internet or just like on my phone, and I saw that there was an explosion in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And I was like, oh my God, Zane is home in Florida right now at Fort Lauderdale. And then it see and then I, and it says like at a shopping center, and then it's and then I click on the article and it goes South Plantation, Florida, and I'm like, oh my god,
zoning in on
Zane. And then I go on Find My Friends, and Zane is in like his dot is in the middle in of like a shopping center.
I'm at Sawgrass. Small.
Oh my god!
And I was like, and I called you, and you didn't answer, and like I called you again, didn't answer, and oh then I was calling god. Like I think a lot of people. I was going, has anyone gotten in contact with Zane?
And oh, I didn't even know that. I didn't know it was like that serious on your end,
Zane. No, Matt I really out. No yeah, for a good 30 minutes, I thought you were like gone, because it was too convenient that it was South Plantation and then you were in the shopping center. You were really close to it, but then I had to figure out where the shopping center was, compared it to your location, unless the explosion threw you across
the
town.
Landed to another one.
But my heart sank. I really did think that you were like in serious danger. No,
that would have scared me too. Like other way around, if I saw you're in Texas, and right, like, you know, fucking like that would freak me out too.
When was that? That was a few months ago, yeah. Or
it was, I think it was like half a year ago, right?
It's probably been a while now.
Yeah, no, but like it's crazy because that plaza, we're there all the time. Like back when we lived
have
there,
you seen it? It's nothing. Like the whole thing is just completely flat.
Oh, it's just gone. And it was crazy. What was also really scary about that situation is that it was next door to a child daycare.
Yeah,
center.
But nobody was there. Out. Like it was like they weren't working that day.
And yeah,
was like closed.
Did you say that they think that it was like they did it on purpose?
They don't know.
They were doing. They had an investigation, and he saw somewhere that like
that it could have been like
arsony,
like planned, where like you get like an insurance claim. Yeah, so like if your business isn't
doing
well,
someone died.
A few
no, I think
died.
23 people were hurt. I don't think anybody died.
I think the person that turned on the light in there died.
Oh, really?
Someone that he made the explosion happen, but he was just in there like checking up on it, turning on.
No one had been killed. No one had been killed. They suspect it was a gas leak, but we haven't ruled anything out yet.
Okay, my bad.
But it was the worst in almost 35 years.
God, okay.
Yeah, no, I think people in surrounding stuff.
What movie where someone died or they turned on?
Was it Escape Room or was it Saw?
Zane over here talking about current events, but it's a movie. God,
Saw. Which one where they turn the thing on and boom?
I think that's in a lot of movies. Yeah. it's hard to pinpoint like when that happens.
Where it turns on and boom.
You know, like Renegade.
That was so scary. But Zane, I'm so happy that you're here alive today with us.
You know, I'm glad
I thought
to
you
be
were
alive.
A goner. I thought he was.
Heath Unfiltered.
Oh my God.
It doesn't ring.
That was bad.
Oh no, that's terrible. That's terrible.
Heath,
I'm
unfiltered.
I'm still on the couch alone. Like
dead and gone and Heath Unfiltered.
Oh no. My God, that's awful. I can't even terrible. Think about that. Have you guys seen what's going on in Australia?
Yeah. Terrible.
Awful.
Terrifying. I'm sad.
Like I'm just thinking about like what we went through like with our fire situation
now
and how scary
imagine.
That was. But just the
just
extent
times
of,
it by 100. Like what's
more,
going on?
Like, dude, it's crazy.
The comparison, like, we had nothing compared to them.
Was it a half a billion?
I
half
think it's
a billion
at
animals.
700 million now.
Yes, have, up to 480 million animals have perished. That is
that's
and up to 8,000 koalas.
That's
8,000 koalas got like that's devastating. And now like. It's hard to rule out if they are extinct right now, but it's like there's such a threat to so much wildlife that is out there. And Australia is the home to like so many other species, since it's a whole separate like continent from like
Kangaroos.
The rest of the world. There are only animals that only exist in Australia.
And before we continue this conversation, we will leave links in the bottom of the best place to donate to help like help with recovery.
Yeah,
because that's where all the money would pretty much go.
Yes, to just donate money and supplies. They're good on, but sometimes supplies there becomes like a surplus and too much of it. Like money is honestly the best thing you can give.
But we'll leave like the best link, the most reliable link.
Oh man,
unbelievable! So yes, guys, please do donate it. Don't turn a blind eye to it. The whole world is listening.
But really?
And yeah,
why don't we just like take every airplane and that
ever
like,
and just go over there,
carry water and just. Everybody just fly over and just
yeah. I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure they've like thought
it
of.
It takes a lot of. Yeah.
I know.
There's a lot.
If we just push.
If we just.
Push
bikini bottom.
Push. Every time I think of it.
Oh wait. Well, on a lighter, more funnier note, did you guys hear about people's coffee machines are sounding like Britney Spears is Stronger?
No. What? Can you please?
Wait. Do you know? You know Britney Spears is the song Stronger. Mm-hmm. Okay, well,
I'm stronger than yes. Is
that it? This guy's coffee machine.
Hold on, what's the song? Do we need to know what the song sounds like?
Here, yeah. Okay, I'll play Stronger by Britney Spears. But I bet right when I play it, you're going to get it. Okay.
Is that what the coffee machine sounds like?
Okay.
And then this is someone's coffee machine. They played it. Wait. They're turning it on.
Oh my god, that's exactly it.
That's so funny. I wonder, really funny.
I saw it. I was like,
we test it right now. We're just like,
you know,
I want to be friends with the person who first caught on to that. Yeah. Wait, I have another fire thing. Can I mention a fire?
Yeah,
thing?
Go ahead.
I was graduated by now, but a few years ago, all you know, like school buses, how they at the end of the day they all park in like a big lot, like the same area, whatever. I'm assuming somebody did it on purpose, but all the buses got caught on fire.
Oh, you showed me. That was at your... Yeah.
Yeah, at my school district.
I don't get how that happens.
So they park all the buses in one area and just up in flames.
They said,
What did it look like, though? Like is there a picture of it?
There's pictures. Yeah, I can pull up the pictures, but they...
That is like the best senior prank.
Burning down all the buses?
I'm kidding.
All crazy. Gone.
That was 100% someone burning it down. Yeah.
You can look up if they know what happened, because I know they had an investigator go in. But I guess the next morning there was kids that were kind of excited because they're like, there's no way we're getting to school now, like whatever. But they, for some reason, rallied up a bunch of backup buses and they were like, I think the school was delayed for like a few hours and then they got all the backup buses to come pick up the kids.
Damn.
That's fucking crazy. Awful though. Like what?
Crazy.
It's horrible. That's so expensive.
And you know they burnt down each bus separately because it didn't just catch each one by one.
You think that they might have just like poured gasoline.
Just through all of them. Yeah.
Some kid did not want to take a test. He thought he was being slick. Oh, I'm going to set the buses on fire. Then
you know the kid that lit those buses on fire? He was sleeping. And then he heard that.
That is so stupid though, to set buses on fire. That's like tax funded government like property. You can't don't set buses on fire. That's like, I don't know. That's terrible. Hopefully they got those buses they didn't have to pay for. There was insurance on it.
I'm sure they were fine.
Oh my gosh.
What type of trouble do you get in for that? Like, obviously, I know that's
detention.
No, that's jail.
In school suspension.
That's jail. You go to jail for that shit.
Yeah,
that's
definitely jail time.
Yeah.
Oh, he said $2 million it cost them.
Wow.
$2 million?
It said each bus cost $90,000.
Wow.
That's some nice-ass buses.
Yeah, right?
I feel like I've always said that.
I thought school buses were really cheap.
I did, too.
Well, they're made out of, freaking sheet metal and no seat belts, and they transport children around.
Those buses are built like that.
Have you seen the video of the guy? He's sitting in a car looking at a school bus, and they're the same width, the school bus and the car, but he's like, how is a school bus have two rows that fit three kids and a walkway in between? And he looks over and they're like side by side in the car next to each other. How is it the same distance, but you can fit that in a school bus?
That's right.
Oh, that's really funny.
But there's a tiny little armrest and then two seats next to each other.
School buses have still more room than any plane I've ever been on.
Oh my gosh,
that's for sure.
Matt's still thinking about it.
He's like, I am. Or I'm thinking of TikToks I've seen lately about people who turn a bus into a cool
Those are cool. Home. I would love to do that.
Oh, those Pinterest
project.
I know. But then I don't know, they always have cactus plants set up. I'm like, what happens if you hit the brakes? Are those just pots like flying into like the other.
We have
Will the US shutdown take
off? Oh, did you guys hear that?
Oh, okay. My career.
They're saying that it's cuz it they're saying they're going to shut down TikTok because it's funded by the Chinese government, right?
Well, if you're in the US government, you cannot have TikTok on your phone. Like, or it's banned.
Really?
TikTok is banned from all US government phones, I'm pretty sure. And they won't let you have
Well, I mean,
app.
That's the same as like China won't let you have a bunch of like US apps and stuff that we use. Like, you can't get on YouTube in China.
Yeah,
you can't,
correct.
Get on a
but
whole
China
bunch.
China owns TikTok.
What's
right,
your...
and they were pumping billions and billions of dollars into like TikTok social media to get it popping here to make it take off.
Yeah.
Like, you remember when we were all doing TikTok brand deals like a year or two ago? Like, trying to get...
Oh, yeah. I remember I did it.
Oh, yeah. I did one,
oh, my
too.
God.
You know I mean?
That's crazy to think about.
Yeah. Like, they were spending, I think it was something crazy, like $200 million a month on just TikTok
driving
advertising, like, for social media people.
Now the most popular app, like, in the United States right now. Crazy. China owns... And so
guys,
they,
it's but, the best. It's the best.
But people are saying, like, you know how, like, if your For You page is curated for you based on stuff that you're watching and it's... Okay. So they're saying if you delete your account... Delete your app, re-download it, it's still going to be the same curated feed on a new account that you'd make because they're basing it off your IP.
Whoa.
Which is fucking crazy.
So the US right now is like, does TikTok pose a threat to, I don't know.
But they're just like sucking in all this knowledge about like, I mean, I don't even.
But it knows me. TikTok knows me well. But I also think TikTok thinks I'm gay right now. Just because I like, I don't know, gay things. Like, but like, I don't mean like gay things.
But we all like gay things though.
Like, it can be like a video of some sassy, like, you know, man, like singing Rent. And I'm like, he's really good. And TikTok goes, oh, you must be gay. And gives me like sometimes TikToks and I'm like, this is not.
All Matt sends me for TikToks are
musical ones. Like
musical.
theater kid.
Things.
Yeah.
Like TikToks.
Theater boys. It's all theater boys.
And so TikTok.
Oh, theater boys.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
I met a girl, or her name is Grace. She was visiting from China, but she was going to move here soon, but she still had her phone was still like Chinese.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
They have an app their entire life is based on an app. So you download this app and everything is run through this app. All your Ubers, your bank account, your
all
content,
in one?
Everything is under one app. Just so they have control over everything you're doing on your phone.
That's
crazy.
When she showed me the app, I couldn't believe it. Twitter, Instagram, everything is on this app. But it's not Twitter. It's not Instagram. It's their version of all that.
What's their version? Whoa. Did you like look into that?
I don't know. It was like it was a long time ago that she was explaining to me this and like showing me this, but I just remember I was mind blown. It was like they had their own YouTube, own everything.
What?
But it's
it didn't land.
Like they're
Matt said a joke.
I said a joke.
And nobody answered, so he put in quotes what he said just to take it out.
Just to take it out.
Because
I was like,
land.
It was a joke because I was like about like China being so controlling, and I was like, oh well, it makes sense.
Right, God forbid one of your jokes doesn't land. Welcome to
and then
our
I was
world.
Like, ugh, it's gonna sound like I'm like a communist or something.
Hey guys, we're gonna wrap up this podcast. Like all of you guys should be wrapping your dicks before you.
Whoa,
Which
brings us to our condom ad. This is Magnum.
Oh, I was like, really?
I was like, oh, very good.
Yeah, no, let's wrap it up.
No,
there.
Honestly, it's a new year. Like, I feel like everybody should be like having safe sex. You know, there's a lot of shit going around.
Oh my gosh.
But I hope you're achieving your dreams. You're making your goals happen. You're staying disciplined. It's your year.
Yeah, you guys are, you know, doing laundry, sipping on coffee, driving on your way to school, on your way to work, on the treadmill, on the elliptical.
Listen to this podcast.
Listen to this podcast while doing
they're
all
like,
that.
Wait, what?
Yeah, you're just like, you're going on a list.
You're taking a bath. All right, guys, thank you so much. They're all waiting for that. Like, I'm doing that.
All right, guys, thank you so much for watching. Just as always, we post the audio every single Monday, the video every single Tuesday on YouTube at youtube.com/ZaneandHeath.
Again, our merch is on sale for 15% mm-hmm. off, so make sure to go get use a hoodies, shirt, mugs. We got it all.
The juice,
the funny,
the juice,
the funny, the juice, the funny.
All right, guys, we love y'all.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right.
At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.